Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight we interrupt the State of the Union address for a rad reality show. Liz is up here with us. So what do you think about Lane not returning tweets?
I don't know.
Are you going to say no comment?
No, I'm not going to say no comment. I don't know how he decides who he's going to send a message back to or not. You know what I mean?
Okay.
There's no rhyme or reason.
Yeah, no Lane. No, there probably won't be a Lane. When I know Lane's going to be here, I will tweet it, and that's the best way to tell you guys right now. Yeah, so I don't picture Lane. I mean, yesterday we had Ronnie and Michelle. And Ben, I need you to confirm with me that Thursday's guest is in the bag, if you've heard yet. I mean, is it definitely on Thursday? Thursday we're supposed to have a Survivor person if we have everything taken care of. Oh, sorry, Cherry, I didn't introduce you yet. Cherry Garcia, she's our liaison to the chat room. So you want to say hello in the chat room and on air?
Hi, everyone. Hi, Liz.
Okay. Hi.
Okay. Ben, do you want to call in and make the announcement with me? I'll give you a chance to call in. We'll do that announcement. Who will be our special guest Thursday if I'm not in the hospital? As me and Cherry was talking about it, you know, I might get down there and he might want to push me right into the hospital, you know what I mean? I can't read, Ben.
He wants to know if you wish to announce who will be calling in.
Yes, call in, Ben. Ben, call in. Ben, call in.
His phone is totally dead and he cannot find his charger.
Okay, then I will just do it. So this coming Thursday, we will have none other than a finalist for Survivor this year. Wait, she didn't get it. She actually got booted fourth. But Holly will be calling in on Thursday for the show Thursday night if all works out for me tomorrow and I don't have to stay in Atlanta. They're not supposed to keep me there, but as me and Cherry was talking about, I might get down there. They see I don't think they have all of my records. We're bringing them some. So it's going to be, maybe I might have to stay down there. So, cause I've really been really bad the past couple of days. So I'm just, you know, thinking ahead. We will let everyone know. I'm going to fully charge my cell phone where I can contact my contact people, like Cherry Garcia and Liz and people that, you know, is on my cell phone. Tonight at around 10:30, I'm going to do the first ever State of the Rad Reality Show address. The State of the Rad Reality Show address will be announced, it's going to be a time to reflect on the show for the past year and what we have in store for the show in 2011. So get ready for that. Okay, let's start with this, guys. Michelle, I bet you would be good. Oh, Ben, I wish Ben was able to call in for this. No politics stuff. No politics stuff. It's all going to be, you'll see.
Good, because Cherry and I don't want to talk about it.
I don't do politics.
Me neither.
You don't do politics?
For president.
Wait. You don't do politics? That's a good thing to know, because I don't do politics either. I do women.
Terrible.
I don't even know what to talk about tonight, guys. Liz, you got anything on your mind? Let's go there.
You just caught me off guard. I don't know. I'd like to
talk to
you. Sherry,
you better keep thinking.
My thinker's broke.
What is up with this? I have two people that don't know nothing going on. Okay, guys, just for the record, if you would like to be the new co-host on Tuesday night, please send your resume to theradrealityshow@gmail.com. And I'm looking for one that has a thinker. you guys should be always prepared. Do you guys not know the Boy Scout rule? Be prepared.
No.
You're the one that told me you had this show all figured out earlier.
Yeah, but you know, I told you to be on your toes too and be ready.
You didn't tell me anything.
You didn't pick up your
phone.
You didn't
tell me that.
Yeah, I did. Okay, I do want to do a debate, but I know Michelle will call in, but I really don't want to debate this. So one of these two will have to debate it tonight. Sorry, guys.
What's your topic?
So the subject is Twitter or Facebook. Which one will last longer? So if you want to call in at 347-237-5506, you can call in. And I wish Ben would have his phone, because I think it would be cool to hear Ben and Michelle debate it. But
I like it for two different reasons, though.
Yeah, we'll debate. I mean, this is debating. I mean, you're going to want to – you just wait. I haven't gave you the – I didn't give you the subject. I mean, I gave you the subject, but I gave – it's going to – you're going to have to – this the best part about debating is you don't always have to, go by what you want best. It's to win the argument. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So, let me do this real quick, and we'll see if anybody calls in.
Somewhere we live inside. Somewhere we live inside.
Okay, guys. Actually, I kind of just... you guys need to play along with me sometimes and just do it. Because the thing is, last week I told you guys not the topic, and you guys yelled at me. This week I tell you the topic, and you guys don't want to do the topic. So I never please you guys. I can't wait to my address. In 15 minutes, I'm going to talk to you guys, and everyone that listens to me, it's going to be the state of the Rad Reunion, Rad Reality Show address. And I got lots of stuff to say. And Mel, you haven't missed nothing because, you know, it's like no one's wanting to play. But I read the chat a little bit while we were listening to the song. And Facebook or Twitter. And the whole thing, if you guys would play the game, you guys would understand what I was getting at. The whole thing is like, you know, Facebook has that movie out, The Social Network, right now. And it's such a big topic in the whole world of, you know, of the movie industry. You know what I mean? And people really, it started out just as a thing for college, and he's made so much money into it. But now tweeting is something very basic that all you have to do is write in your feelings and go on with it. So there's two types of social networks that we have going on here. We have the Facebook, in which you meet people, who you meet people with, and you can get people that you used to know from the past, plus the new friends you can add, and it's a way to interact. But tweeting, it's more of a fast little, you know, blurb about what's going on in your life. As many people say, tweeting is about it's what are you doing right now? And some people don't think that's cool, because who really wants to know if you're taking a shit, you know, right now, you know? And that's what I've heard about it today. So, I mean, Cherry, which one do you like doing first? I mean, which one do you check first? Do you check your Twitter or your Facebook, and why? And just say what's on your mind. Don't think about what you're saying.
I go with Facebook. Facebook has a lot more information, and it's just what I'm used to more.
Right.
I was on Facebook first.
So you want to do Facebook first. Now, Liz, I see you tweet a lot. So which one do you do first?
I do the Twitter first.
Why?
I think because there's times when nobody who personally knows me, except for one person, two people, are on my Twitter. And I like it that way. Because I can say what I want to say sometimes without the people on my Facebook knowing what I'm saying. I could be bitching about them. I don't know. It's just different for me.
No, that's what I want. Okay, we're going to bring Paul into this conversation. And tonight we won't do a single debate. Anybody that has anything to say about this, call in. You guys have the right to speak on what you think is better. And the question in the end will be asked, which one will last longer? But, Paul, Facebook or Twitter, which one do you like better? And
can
why?
I say hi first? Hi, Ron.
No highs. We're in a debate. We can say hi afterwards. I got to get this going, cause, or I'm going to be off my schedule.
Oh,
so,
I'm sorry.
Facebook or Twitter?
I never tried them until after BB11, and I just did them to kind of keep up with Big Brother people. And I was trying to understand and follow Facebook, and I tried to give them both equal time. But all I can say is, over time, it's totally Twitter for me. I don't know if just the simplicity of it, the quickness of it. That's an interesting question. I really like this topic, Ron. I
Let me interrupt for 1 second because I got to tell Cherry something or I'll forget. Cherry, you better be reading the stuff in the chat room because I'm coming to you next with some chat input, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
So finish your thought, Paul.
Well, I listened to what Liz was saying, and I'm thinking, okay, well, how can I put it like she did? I don't really know why it is that I like Twitter better. It's just that's where I end up going. It just seems like it's more instant. I guess that's the thing that I like about it better.
Cherry, what is the chat room saying since I can't read it?
Well, Michelle says that she likes Twitter as long as they're not just saying, I just made a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And
I'm so
which
sorry.
I have to agree with that. And then Mel says she's on Twitter all the time. Tara says she's on Twitter. Nice Girl
so
says
sorry.
She checked Twitter first. So we've got a lot of Twitter people on here.
Okay, here's my question, though. Okay, here's another line of questions. In the chat room, Cherry, I want you to moderate the chat room.
Jody
and
also
we'll
checked Twitter first.
Okay, with the percentage of Twitters, how many of you guys use Twitter because it's easy access to your cell phone? And I know... So, Liz, you started.
Actually, I have both on my cell phone, and I think the Twitter's easier on my cell phone.
Okay. Paul?
Well, you know that I don't...
Paul doesn't use a cell phone.
I have an ancient, cell phone type. I'm not with the smartphones, and I will never get a smartphone. But I have actually tweeted. It takes a lot of time to do it. I have my phone set up now where if somebody sends me a direct message, I do get a text, and I really like that feature. But I imagine what the smartphones are like and the mobility of them, and I think people that use those a lot are probably like Twitter, you know, because of the ease of doing it on their cell phone.
Okay, Cherry, give you your answer first and then talk about the chat room.
Well, Ben just made a very interesting answer. He said that 72% of tweets go off into internet space, never to be seen, and 90% of tweets are never answered. So
Good point.
Interesting.
But what about you? Do you use the cell phone? I mean, I know you've been using your cell phone to tweet, right?
I just got on a smartphone, so I have just got on Twitter, so I think that's why I'm not quite hooked on Twitter yet. Give me time and I might be on the other side of the fence. I might be a Twitter head, as Tara said.
And now there's the iPad and the iTouch or something like that.
Right.
Use Twitter.
The iPad and the iTouch and all those things that keep, you know, people really interactive with the whole tweeting, you know, thing. And, okay, here's the thing, though. I do have another point that I'm going to bring up and let you guys address. So, the thing that about Facebook, though, and this, okay, Facebook has two things that Twitter don't have that is I think, the better feature. Really, they have three things. And one, if you guys all disagree with me on one, I'm going to shoot you all because they so need to give us a little bit more. So let me start out with the one that I think everyone will agree on. It's so freaking hard to type 140 characters and complete a sentence if you
now
want to really use good English.
Okay, good point, because I've seen some really, really bad comments. Some of them I can't even read because I'm like, they're missing vowels, and I'm like, what? They make no sense. So I agree with you on that, with the Twitter.
Ron, I will pipe in here, and I will say that, and you brought up the limited, you know, space, you know, the 140 characters. there have been times when I felt like I wanted to say something much longer, or even to message somebody. I know I could do it in an email, but I do like to be able to go to Facebook and not be restricted. I know that there is a restriction. I got wordy one time. I hit enter, and it said you've got too much in here. So I know there is some kind of a restriction, but I do like that.
But it's a longer one.
Yeah.
I know this is going to be a mixed topic. I know this is the one that I think people are gonna yell both ways. Okay, the one thing Facebook has that Twitter doesn't have, and I hope it never does have, is applications. You have things to do on your Facebook. So instead of me just sitting there and tweeting all day, I can jump on my Facebook and go to Yoville and play a game. Or play a game of Pac-Man or anything you guys enjoy in the game system. That's where I think Facebook, and you know, I left out another social network, and there's a reason why I left it out, because I don't think anybody uses MySpace anymore. You know what I mean?
I don't.
I never had a MySpace account.
But, yeah, I think the games are a key thing for the Facebook, too. And then the third thing that I like, and we kind of addressed it about with the Facebook, is you can send an email on your Facebook. You know what I mean? And hoping they read it. I do think inboxes gets buried easier, even if you have, you know, many people don't check their inbox, I don't think, as much as they check their Facebook. It's something that they, just can avoid. So what do you guys think about that?
Well, I will say that I agree with that. Even though I'm not on Facebook a lot, and I kind of feel like I'm missing out, because I talk to other friends of mine and they bring something up. I go, where did you see that? Facebook? You know, I leave Facebook open in the background, and every once in a while I'll look at it, and those little indicators, those little red numbers, you know, show me that I've got a message. And I will see messages on Facebook a lot quicker than the way I use my email, at least.
I can't see nothing because I got too many people everywhere.
You can't what?
I don't get to see anybody because my Facebook is go by faster than anything, and my Twitter goes by faster than anything.
Well, yeah, but
and,
you were talking about the email.
But
type.
I was just getting ready to say, but the inbox, I do get to see them if, you know, because it's a little less. I agree with you what I was going to say. Yeah. I don't get to see anything on my wall. If you post on my wall, you know, thank God for that little minder thing. I can go and see it. So the bottom line, guys, let's take a survey. Push one if you think Twitter will last. Okay, now it's which one will last the longest. So which one will last longer? Which one will phase out first, Facebook or Twitter?
All right, which way are you at?
What?
You gave us two choices, which will last longer, and then you said which will phase out quicker.
Okay, yeah, wait, time out. I did put it that way. Paul caught me. Which one will... Let's use the word phase out first. Which one will phase out?
Can I read something that Ben just put in the chat room?
No.
Yes,
yeah, you
go
can.
Ahead.
A study which examined 2.4 billion tweets over a two-month period also discovered that fewer than 2 in 100 tweets... Wait a minute. Fewer than two...
You can't, I told you.
It keeps moving on me because...
Stop typing!
Yeah. Whoops. I keep losing it.
All right. You don't know how to stop it from scrolling. The study, which examines 2.4 billion
Tom.
Tweets over a two-month period, also discovered that fewer than 2 in 100 tweets ever generate more than 3 successive responses.
So 98%.
Yep. Jerry, just so you know, if you look up above the list of the chat names, there is a speaker icon. There is a north-south double-edged arrow. If you click on that arrow, it stops it from scrolling.
Ah, that's okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so again, which one will last longer?
Wait a minute. You're changing again on us. Which will fade out sooner?
Yes, Paul asked the question.
Okay, Ron is curious. Between Facebook and Twitter, which one will fade out quicker, lose its popularity quicker? I think both of them are never going to end, but I think, you know, one might lose its popularity. So which will fade out in its popularity sooner?
I'm going to say Facebook.
Wow.
You know why I say Facebook?
Yeah.
Because I think Twitter is something easy and everyone can do it, where Facebook, you have to put more time into it. And someone will outdo Facebook and make it simpler and easier. And they keep on changing Facebook. So in the end, I think it will be like MySpace.
See, I agree with that too, Ron. I think that they both are going to be around. I don't think either of them will end, but I think as far as maybe number of users or popularity, I think the easiness, the simplicity more of Twitter is what will keep people there, because there's a bit of a learning curve, a bigger learning curve, I think, in being a good Facebooker. A Facebooker.
That's funny. Okay. Right now, we're about ready to do a, I'm gonna do a quick commercial, and then we'll be back with the first annual the State of the Rad Reality Show address.
No politics.
And, no, it's not politics. Can you guys stop calling
funny.
It politics? It's going to be funny. Trust me. It's me.
So we need to do a new drop for Ron Rad to promote his Sunday show with Louie.
Louie from the Amazing Race 16?
Yep, the shorter, wider half of Teen Detective.
Yeah, the guy with the creepy mustache.
What are you doing, Squirrel?
I'm hiding so the shorter, wider half of Teen Detective shoots you first.
Chill out, Squirrel. Louie's not here, and besides, he's totally cool. He gets the joke.
Are you sure, HR? Because getting shot would really put a crimp in my nut-gathering schedule.
Don't worry, Squirrel. You'll have plenty of time to play with your acorns. Hey, Mandy, give it a rest, sweetie. Thanks to you, the Twitter's almost full. Twitter's full. So I'm not sure I want to do this drop. I'm kind of mad at Ron.
Mad at Ron? What for?
Well, when Ron had Mike, the taller, narrower half of Teen Detective, on the show, it was pretty evident that Mike was sneaking stuff in the evidence locker because he kept bagging on my woman, Rachel.
Yes, HR, because anyone who doesn't share your opinion of Rachel is clearly high on something. But I still don't understand why you're mad at Ron.
It's Ron's show. I hold him responsible for the blasphemous statements of his guests.
HR, you do know where Ron is from, don't you?
Chicago.
And you do know what they put in deep dish pizza.
Let me guess. Cheese?
Let's just say you might want to apologize to Ron before you find yourself sauced deep in a hot oven.
Oh, maybe we should just do this drop. It's Sunday, and you're listening to the Rad Reality Show.
With Ron Rad.
And Louie from the Amazing Race 16. Thanks, Jordan. Now I'm hungry. Can we have pizza for dinner, Uncle HR?
Sure, Tip. Hey, Squirrel, how about making yourself into a road pizza?
Very funny, HR. Very funny.
And now, live from Chatsworth, Georgia, Ron Rad to give the State of the Rad Reality Show address. Applause, guys. Applause. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
I never got up. I'm sorry. I have to, full disclosure, I did not stand on my feet. I'm sorry, Ron. I'm just too lazy.
Okay, tonight's my fellow reality star fans, we have come a far way. In February, the week of the 19th, we go 2 years old. And tonight, I am here to say the show is just getting bigger and better. With people like Ben, Cherry Garcia, Paul from Minnesota, Liz, and all the other ones that I can't say, you guys are the reason this show, and Mr. No Pants, are the reason this show is successful. I want to say this. I promise that this show will only go upward. I want you guys to know this is not a show for myself. It's not the Ron Rad show, as many people say, but it's the Rad Reality Show. And I want you guys to know that whenever you guys have something you want to say, please let me know. I want to hear from my reality friends from Vietnam to the L.A., to Canada, to Philadelphia, and Chicago. We range from all over the world, and we are here for one reason. We're here to talk reality TV. We have guests that come in from all the reality shows, from The Bachelor, from American Idol, The Amazing Race, some show called Big Brother. We've had survivors. We will continue to get the best reality shows. Even you Canadians who don't get good reality TV, you guys are welcome here. You guys are welcome to come and participate on the USA show, the Rad Reality Show. And I also promise you guys that we will not get no new taxes for the show. But you can always donate if you want to help me out. I also say we have calendars and T-shirts coming right around the corner. And I appreciate everyone who bought one in December of 2010. And for the greatest new reality fan star, Mr. No Pants, to being allowed to be on the calendar. Because you women loved him, and now people are throwing darts at him like Michelle Costa. I do not want this show to be just for me, like I said 100 times, but I will continue to support my Chicago sport teams, the Bears, who lost this week, and the Cubs, who will probably lose this summer, and the Blackhawks, who are not having the greatest season, and the Bulls, who I think they're doing pretty good, actually. I will continue to support them, and I will continue to cut down the Packers and the St. Louis Cardinals and the St. Louis Blues and the Minnesota Vikings.
And the Steelers.
Hey,
yeah, and
remember
the
last year? Here we go. This is perfect.
Wait, does the president ever get interrupted?
Why?
So I guarantee that the show will continue. I also want to end with this note. Thank you for all the prayers, and thank you for being here for me in the past few months. And ever since they really started to talk about surgery with me, I know it's been almost a year that it started, but now that it's starting to get closer and that we found somebody that maybe will do something about it, I want to say thank you. And tomorrow when I go, I know you all will be praying for me. I'm glad Lisa's not here because she hates when I get sloppy on you guys. But I do want to say thank you. And you are my family. And I appreciate every bit of you guys. And just pray tomorrow at 3 o'clock that he will tell me to to stay there or tell me to come back next week. So I do want to say we do have stuff planned. Like, we got Holly coming in Thursday. I'm not going to quit. Only thing will make me quit, and don't get mad at me, everyone, is if they put me in the grave. And if I get put in the grave, we'll do it live over Nikki show. I'll let her. I'm going to put that in my will, guys, that she can come and videotape it. I'm
Ron,
telling you.
Like Houdini. By the way, Ron,
but,
I don't get this chance very often, but
wait,
as
Paul,
for...
Paul, you get wait, Paul.
Okay.
I'll let you do your. You can do the Republican, or the Democrat counteract.
Okay.
But anyways, I'm almost done. That's why. I thank you guys, and I'm glad Big John's not here because now I don't have to hear all of his insults and in the chat room. I love you, Big John. You know that. So thank you. Okay, now we will have the appeal of Paul.
Well, I'm not sure. The one topic you brought up, I have to respond to. With
all I know is I win.
With 8 minutes left in the third period, at Chicago, Minnesota 4, the Blackhawks 2.
See, we suck this year.
Doesn't say much for us then, if that's true. The state of the Rad Reality Show is good. I would challenge somebody, and Ron, you would be the one to take up this challenge, to make a comprehensive list someday of all the reality stars that you have brought to your fans.
You know what? Jess actually just came into the room, and she kind of put one together, and then I got, remember, she put it together like right when I got into that fatigue part of in November, and I started to get fatigue where I was sleeping all the time. You remember that? When it kind of started really, when it started to really hit me, and I never was able to complete it. Because
all
she
right.
forgot
my,
some people.
My point is this, Ron, in my little soapbox or whatever I'm on right now, in my rebuttal, that doesn't sound right, in my response is to bring that up. And my point, regardless of whether there's a list there or not, is that I know in the time that I've been listening to the show, and certainly wasn't there when you launched it, and I'm so glad I joined it, you know, in October or whatever of 2009, that it has brought me so much pleasure. I never, ever imagined that I would have experienced the things and talked to the people that I have and been so moved in many ways, not only by the reality stars, and I know you've mentioned this many times and tried to pass this along to the fans, but it's not just the TV people that we want, that you want to have. You want to have a real show, and I think that, you know, she's not in here tonight, but I still remember Kim calling in and the prayers for her that night, and to have heard that she was in remission to her cancer in last night's show. That's the real stuff, people. So I thank you for having that vision and striving to, you know, to bring that to your show.
Yeah, and I just I see you. Let me just
say thank you,
Paul. I want to say thank you, but I also want to address one little part of it. Yeah, that is my vision, is to have a show that is guest driven, but that we don't have to have the guests to make a good show. That we do these segments like the debate tonight about the Facebook, and it's all about interactive, that you guys can come and you guys can tell your friends to come here, and if somebody is sick, I want to pray with them. If somebody needs, you know, to talk, we'll give you guys more opportunities, and everything. So let me pick up Jess, it's over with now, and we'll, and, wow. You know, guys, I winged that a little bit tonight. I've been thinking about what to talk about, but, like, my old intro I actually had planned, but most of it was winged. And Liz actually told me I'm very better winging stuff anyways last week, so I was kind of, I didn't know what to say, but I just went with the flow, so I probably missed some stuff that I wanted to talk about. So just to let you know, I might have to do another address.
Hi, Jess.
Hey,
hello.
Jess. You just missed my State of the Rad Reality Show address.
No, I heard it. I heard a lot of it.
Oh, cool. Hey, I do want to say real quick, you know, when it comes to guests-wise, Ben was telling me he thinks it's almost like 600 people. Liz, are you still on the line? People were asking.
I am.
Yeah, she's just quiet at times.
Hi, Liz. I'm Jess. I don't think I've ever talked to you before.
Hi, Jess. How are you?
Hi, Jess.
I don't even know how I am right now.
Well, I'll tell you, Jess is the shit.
I am.
Jess,
yeah.
I assume you asked about the weather for tomorrow and Thursday for a reason?
Yep.
Tell us.
I will not be announcing on here, Paul. You already know.
Okay. I'm sorry, Jess.
Anyway, I can't speak it.
So did you ever start compiling that list?
Jess, yeah, she gave it to me. You're talking about my list?
Is that what you were going to ask? I'm sorry, Ron.
No, I mean, yeah. I mean, she started the list for me, and she did most of them. But I had to add some more people to it, and then I got sick. And I just couldn't get to it. And we were going to... And I told her thank you. And just, I've been meaning to use it. There was just some more I wanted to add to it. Because I was just getting ready to say, me and Ben was talking last night. We've probably, with those week shows, you know, a couple week shows that we did, you know, Wise, where we had, you know, like almost 100 reality stars call in.
Yeah, the contest.
Yeah, for like the contest, and then during the reality bash.
My. Yeah.
I mean, we probably almost hit 600 people within the 2 years.
Curious, just
you know,
said, by the way.
Yeah. Hey, Curious. So I mean, we might have hit 600, 500 at least. I mean, guess wise. So yeah, that list is huge. I think if I know correctly, I think from Big Brother 8 to now, I think I'm missing like maybe 5 people from the list. Maybe 6 or 7. It could be a little bit more because Matt and Adam's been in jail, so I forgot to count them.
You can call the prison.
But, yeah, we should do that sometime. See, they'll talk to us.
Collect call.
No. I'll use the phone dial-out thing and say, hey, can we talk to Adam Baller? We want to ask him a few questions.
Hey, I have a question for Jess because you're younger. I saw Ronnie's wife, Michelle, say that she overheard somebody call her a baller. And she had to look that up. Is that a term you young kids use? And if so, do you know what it means?
No, but it means a thug.
Okay.
I thought a baller means a drugger.
Well, so that's what we knew because of Adam. But it seemed like Michelle was Ronnie's wife, Michelle. Seemed to think it was a positive thing, so I was confused.
I don't think it's a positive thing.
And I thought it was a football player. Damn.
There was a baller, baseball player, Jay Baller. Does anybody remember Jay Baller?
That one doesn't ring a bell at all. What sport?
Baseball.
Baseball? No. Nope.
Yeah, he played for the Baltimore Orioles, the Chicago Cubs, I know.
Yay!
I was curious, and I went back and was looking at some history about the NFL and didn't realize that in 1960 was when St. Louis got their first NFL team. Did you know that, Jerry?
Nope.
And it was
St.
Louis Cardinals.
Me get my memo.
Where did they come from, Ron?
Chicago.
In 1959, there was a team, the Chicago Cardinals, and they ended up moving to St. Louis in 1960.
Paul, you didn't get my memo, have you?
No.
I sent out a memo, no more football talk.
Uh-oh, violation. I'm putting myself
I'm
in the
joking.
Corner right now, timing out.
Nope, Liz is already there. Liz, hey, Liz.
What?
Why are you in the corner over there? Why are you being quiet?
Yo, Lane's not even here and I'm in a corner. What are you doing?
Wait, what are you doing over there? Liz.
What?
Get out of the corner. Talk.
You know what? Letting Paul talk.
I need to do one more thing, too.
What?
Hey, Jen Frog, why don't you call in ever? Why don't you ever come to the show that I'm on? Jen, what's up? What's up, Jen?
You say I'm your biggest, you're my biggest fan.
Yeah, that is other line. Yeah, say you're my biggest fan, but we know it's Mel. Yeah, Mel, why did you call in? I know you say you're from Canada.
Oh.
Okay. Please don't say it.
I just stopped.
Mr. No Pants will have to kill you. But thank you guys for tonight's show. I've actually had a little fun, and I did not want to do it again. And it's been fun. And oh man.
Let me ask you while you're in a pause there, Ron. But what time are you hitting the road tomorrow?
We're supposed to get snow, Ben says. So we're supposed to leave around noon.
Okay. Do you tweet on your phone?
Not right this second. I could maybe take the phone number to tweet a text message to it.
All right.
That would be nice.
Just with the curiosity of what's going on, it's you know, about an hour and a half drive or so?
I'll probably do this. I will probably give Cherry a call.
Okay.
On the way home.
Okay.
And if I stay, I will call from the hospital. But,
okay.
I'll probably give you a call, Cherry.
And I can tweet a message on your Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if they tell me, you know, good news or bad news. I'm going to tell you all this, and I'm pretty positive it's not going to be good news. So when they tell me the bad news, you know,
let's just go. You just go get the surgery, get it over with, and we'll just come back and we can joke about your surgery. How's that?
I'm gonna joke about my surgery. I'll probably joke on the way into the hospital or into the emergency room.
In the operating room?
After they give me this medicine, I'll probably be making jokes.
Oh, right. I'm gonna
say,
joke.
Hey, no, I'm going to say, hey, you know what? There's this guy that comes to my show. His name is Mr. No Pants. And I feel like him right now because I have no pants on. You know, or I'll say something stupid. You know?
You will.
Guaranteed. Hopefully they'll...
I guarantee... I say jokes on the way into the hospital and all day. And my brother will probably be joking right with me. If anybody, if Cherry can vouch for this, he's as joking as I am, probably. So, you guys there?
Yeah.
I'm here.
Yep.
I have
and how did you,
right now.
Well, how did you word it, Cherry?
Well, I didn't want to get into to real detail. I just said you needed open heart surgery to replace the main valve.
I was going to say there's going to probably be two of them. The first one is going to probably be a, this is the one I'm thinking will be the one that it will be the easy one. The first one is just, they're going to probably have to do the balloon thing.
Right.
But
that,
like I was telling like somebody, and I don't like talking about this on this, but I'm going to just say it real quick. If I have problems with the catheter, I'm a little concerned about how I'm going to act with, you know, something like, you know, the balloon and stuff. I mean, I had problems with the catheter. So, I mean, I don't want people to judge me on other people's, you know, percentage of how things done. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Everybody's different.
I don't, people keep on telling me, you know, medicine's got better, people
oh,
might,
okay.
You know.
I got you.
You know, and everything. You can't judge my body on how their body was, you know what I mean?
Right. People Right.
Go ahead.
Everybody's different.
Right. Well, all I was going to say is what people draw on is their understanding from family members or whatever, that, you know, people they've known that have had certain health issues. And they will try to understand what you may be going through with their limited knowledge, you know, from their friends. I do have to say this, Ron, in a generalized statement, though, the medicine has really progressed to great extents. And the things that my dad had to go through with his heart condition 25 years ago that seemed to be, you know, almost experimental, you know, as new as they were, are now almost routine. So there's been great progress. It's not like you're the first person that they will be operating on. And I'm just very confident and positive that you're going to be in good hands. You're going to a place that specializes, that has done this before. And, I mean, look at what Congressman Giffords, I mean, this is just amazing what they're able to do now. So that's what I'm talking about. I know your situation is unique and different than other people. Again, for people that haven't heard, if they've seen Ron, it has nothing to do with his size. It has something to do with something he was born with. And it's just been way too long since he was last operated on, and they need to get in there and put their new techniques to work, and you're going to be in good hands, and you're going to be in God's hands and in our prayers.
Oh, yeah, and I'm okay. But Michelle says a word, and I think sometimes, you know, you're right. I am determined. You know, she said determination. That, you know, everything will be okay. But, that's half the battle is just be determined. But I also think, you guys see a fake Ron when you listen just to the show and you don't talk to me, like on the phone. I get a little more real on the phone.
Or Skype.
No, you even get a fake Skype run, Jess.
Really?
I don't break down. Yeah, I don't break down. I try to stay high B. I mean, there is times. You've just. I agree with you, though. You might know the real Ron a little bit more than somebody that Skypes with me only once in a while. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We've Skyped enough. Say.
Do you keep your clothes on when you're Skyping?
Yes.
No, we don't.
No, actually, I usually am shirtless. I'm usually shirtless.
Oh, hot.
But anyways, my point is that I think sometimes I fake it too good. Like tonight, even in the opening, anybody that heard talk to me before the show knows I was like, bleh. and then I popped up, and that music kicked on, and
Ron
came alive.
The Rad Reality Show is good medicine for our friend Ron.
Yeah, and now I'm smiling and happy. Though One Tree Hill did bring me great laughter tonight. So you all can put me to sleep because I'm going to bed soon.
Lullaby and good night.
No, don't sing.
Ron, we'll all be thinking about you tomorrow. You'll be in our prayers.
Okay, wait. I want Mr. No Pants to call in, too. Mr. No Pants, call in. Come on, Mr. No Pants. Let's do it, guys. Mr. No Pants.
Mr. No Pants, you've requested.
I want you to call in, bud.
Come on, Pantsy.
Come on, Mr. Pants. I mean, Mr. No Pants.
Pantsy. You almost sound like Pansy.
Okay.
Pansy sounds like Pansy.
You mean Mr. No Pansy?
Yeah.
Mr. Pansy.
If Blaine can make it on Tuesday, I'm available.
No. Hey, Lane. hey, Mr. No Pants. Hey, it's Lane. I just called in. Why don't you call in Mr. No Pants? I can't do his name. And talk like Lane. What's the number? 706. Oh wait, that's my number. It's 347. Oh, okay. There it is.
347-5506.
I'm too cracking up because I started to do Lane voice and then I can't picture Lane saying, "Hey, Mr. No Pants." What do you think, Liz?
No.
I just can't picture it. So I just couldn't do it.
If he was a girl, maybe it'd be a little bit easier, but...
Yeah, I don't think I can make a voice of a girl.
Yes, you can. So... Rhonda.
No, I don't think you
remember Rhonda?
Yeah, but I'm really not in the mood for Rhonda.
Okay.
Rhonda is loud and obnoxious. And now... Live from Canada, the one and only Mr. No Pants.
Woohoo! What are you doing?
So?
is Lane on the show?
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, where's Lane? Yeah, what are you doing, Lane?
Like, what's up, man?
Nothing. I just heard you were going to be on the show tonight, so I couldn't miss it.
Yeah, what are you doing, man? Why are you calling into the show, man?
Well, you
does
know,
see,
we,
man?
Wait,
time
we
out.
Out.
Does,
we hung out
does
with
he see, man?
Both there.
Liz, would he say, man?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Sorry, I've lost it. I had it going until I kept on saying man. I don't think
I thought
would
it
say
was
man.
Lane for a minute.
Is it Pansy?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Whoa,
Pants.
Hi, Pansy.
I'm Jeff.
Hey.
So how you doing, Mr. No Pants?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. I'm a little disappointed Lane wasn't there.
Lane's
doing. You know what? We have this campaign we're going to start in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Everyone must tweet Lane, come on the Rad Reality Show again. We miss you.
I tried that all day today.
No, but we'll get everyone to do it. Paul, Cherry, Tara, Michelle,
Jen.
Everybody that's a Lane fan, Jess.
Jody.
Jen.
Yeah, just everyone on Twitter. We'll tweet him and say, come back on the Rad Reality Show on Tuesday nights.
Tara wants to know where in Canada. Oh, you typed it. Never mind.
Canada.
Well, I'm free on Tuesday nights, Ron, in case Lane ever can't make it.
Yeah, we could have Mr. No Pants on as a guest.
Hey, there you go. Mr. No. And if you guys would like to see a picture of Mr. No Pants, you know, you can go to www.theradrealityshow.com. And I still have a few left. And I'm sorry if I haven't sent them out. Everything got on top of me this week because of the appointment. I had to wait for phone calls and stuff. Sorry, Michelle, first of all, for giving it up yesterday to Kim, too. But anyways, yeah. I still have a few available.
I like Michelle's thinking. Get Brittany to call in. That will flush him out.
Yes, excellent idea.
So, I still have some of Mr. No Pants' calendar available where you can see Mr. No Pants without a shirt on.
Mr. No Pants, where does the staple lie?
Well, I don't know if Ron told you this or not, but I sent in a photo of me just holding onto a beach ball as well. But he didn't put that one in the calendar.
No, that's for our next one, the summer
calendar. Okay.
Yeah, and everybody will start throwing darts, hoping that beach ball deflates.
Well, Ron.
No, that's
Ron,
Michelle. Michelle's going to throw the darts at the calendar.
Oh yeah, she's going to get me. Well, I just called.
I just called in from
Canada.
What?
I said I just called in from Canada to wish you well. Get your ass down to Atlanta, get yourself better, and I want you to host the reality event so I can come down there and we can chase some reality women around.
We got two big events you need to be preparing for, though. April, you should try to get down. If I can get everything taken care of, I'd love to get to the one in April in L.A.
Oh, you're going to the California one?
Temecula.
Yeah, I'd like to go to that one, Temecula. If I can get myself, in order.
Yeah.
April might be pushing it, And then Vegas will be coming up this year.
Yeah.
But if, also we have the reality rescue thing. Over in Virginia, where last year it sounded like it was, a great time. So we got some good events coming up, and I think we'll have lots to choose from this year. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
And my show, I know on my show wise, like the week that we were going to do the event, we'll be doing something special that week. So it's definitely going to be a fun time. We will probably have some. That's it.
Yeah, Jen Frog's not working tonight or whatever. She said she just didn't want to listen to the show. So I just thought I'd let you know.
Wait, are you joking with me?
Yes, I'm joking with you.
I was going to say, she's in trouble if she wasn't working. Hey, what did you think about the State of the Union, or the State of the Rad Reality Show address?
Well, it wasn't too bad. I was waiting for Paul to say something exciting, and then he brought up hockey.
Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you.
Do you think the Packers are going to win the Super Bowl, Paul?
I don't give a shit.
Do you not get my memo either?
Oh, no football talk.
Yeah, no football talk. We're not allowed to. but as part of the media, Do you have anything to address on the state of the Rad Reality Show?
I think the show is great. There's millions of fans everywhere. I can only see good things for this year. You just got to take care of yourself, and then we'll get like Boss and Rob and Russell to do an interview at the same time, so they'll be fighting, and oh my God, it's going to be great.
That would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
We really need to pull that off. And then did you hear I got Ford Focus, the Ford Focus reality show that's going to be online? We're going to be doing exclusive interviews with them. I forgot about that.
You didn't mention that in the address.
I didn't mention it tonight. I forgot about it. We'll be doing exclusives and stuff with them. So that's going to be the goal. And we got some great guests going to be. I think we're going to try to get. I would love to get Fabio to hear what he has to say.
Did you see him on TMZ?
Yeah, I actually did see Fabio on TMZ. I actually saw the TMZ show over the weekend. They showed it over the weekend. And what they were talking about him was so funny. I thought that was hilarious. But, I don't know. I just think people like him, I still wanted him to win. Now I wish he didn't.
He was skateboarding and acting strangely. I don't know how they could say he was acting strangely. He always acts strange. I don't know how they could say that he was stoned because he was acting strangely at noon on his skateboard. He always acts strange.
I got to pick up this call this real quick, okay? Because I believe we're going to go really international tonight. Okay, you ready? We got Canada up here on the phone line, and we have America, and now I think we're going to have Vietnam. Is this you, Samuel?
Hello, hi, how are you? Hello,
can
you hear me?
Hi.
This is the second time I have called to talk to you on the Red Reality Show, Ron. So, how are you doing? How is everything?
I'm alive. Okay. I'm here. But hey, we got Mr. No Pants here. Mr. No Pants, you want to say hey to Samuel from Vietnam?
Hey, Samuel, how you doing?
Hey, Mr. No Pants. I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Good, good. I think I talked to you in the chat room.
On the chat room? Really?
Reality superstar.
Oh, I have noticed that. I'm sorry, because you guys use a lot of chat names, so I don't know who you guys are, and now I'm actually talking to the guy I have chatted with. So, what's up?
Hey, have you got everybody in Vietnam listening to Ron's show now?
Can you say again? Because it's really loud here.
Do you have everybody in Vietnam listening to Ron's show?
My family, they do not pay attention too much on the Ron show. I am the only one who listens to the Ron show. And it is sort of pity.
Can you guys stop calling the Ron show? Mr. No Pants, you got to start calling the Rad Reality Show. Get it right. Okay, sorry.
I want you to start
telling people over in Vietnam, they need to listen to us, all the time, and tell them that they could talk to reality stars like Louis and Michelle Costa and people. I would love to get more people from Vietnam to listen to us. I mean, and tell them I love MASH. Because, that show was filmed in Vietnam, right? Right, Paul?
Korea.
Oh, that
what?
Was Korea? Oh, never mind.
Korea?
I got the wrong word.
Oh. No, that's okay.
Paul, you want to say hey to Samuel?
Hi, Samuel. Good morning to you. It's, what, 11:15 in the morning, your time?
Yeah, is it 11:15 right now? Is it Louie? Is it Louie I'm talking with?
No, this
no, is... No, Louie's not here tonight. Louie's on his own here on Sunday night. This is Paul from Minnesota.
Oh, I'm very sorry because your voice is pretty much similar to Mr. Louie. I'm so sorry about that.
No.
I have my computer.
Can I test out my Vietnamese, Ron? I want to test out my Vietnamese.
Vietnamese?
Okay,
that's okay. You guys say something in English and then we translate it into Vietnamese. But before, be aware that Vietnamese is not a very easy language to learn. You have to raise your voice up and down on the time to make sure that people will understand you completely and correctly.
Well, can
you
I say something to you, Samuel?
Of course, go ahead.
Chow Boing Song. Did I say that right?
I'm sorry, I don't understand. What does it mean in English?
Good morning.
Oh, good morning. It means Chow Boing Song.
Yeah,
Chow.
That's it.
Boy. Hey, how would you say the Rad Reality Show in Vietnam?
Wow.
In Vietnam, it's really long. We say that một show truyền hình thực tế. You see, Rad is the name, so we don't translate it. Reality means real. Okay, it's like thực tế, show. So it's like, it's really hard to translate it. It's really long for you guys to know.
Wow, that
is
hard.
Him?
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm right there.
Oh.
I'm right there.
So,
it is such a pity that I didn't talk to Louie on Monday because I have to go to school, and now my school is just over. We are on vacation actually, and I'm looking forward to talking to Louie very soon. And now I am on holiday right now, so I'm very happy and I am very relaxed. So how are you guys? How is your world? Are you on holiday or something?
Hey, we got a question for you in the chat room. Do you like the Asian amazing race over in the America amazing race?
I love The Amazing Race. It's a huge show. I love it. I totally love it. I am a huge fan of The Amazing Race and The Amazing Race Asia.
But which one's better?
Actually, I think both of them is good. But in my opinion, I think that Amazing Race is much better. It's more there are more challenges, and you know, it is very stunning.
Samuel, I must say your English is really good.
You stole
yes,
that.
Yes, his
from
English
me.
Is
I was
amazing.
That to Samuel, your English is so impressive. You should be proud.
Yeah, it's really good.
Thank you so much.
Like there's people in America who can't speak English right, and you're props.
Oh my God! Thank you so much for your compliments. I appreciate it. It is very appreciative.
Of course. English is hard to learn.
Yeah, I know.
You reckon?
In my English teacher, I want to be the teacher of English, and I think I'm very into it.
Samuel, are you in university or what year are you in?
He's in high school.
Are you kids?
Are you in high school or university?
Oh, right now I am a senior student. I am in 12th grade.
Me too.
Whoa. what's your name? The girl?
I'm Jessica.
Oh, nice to meet you, Jessica.
You too. I'm JessBB11 in the chat room. I'm not currently in there right now, though.
Oh, okay.
But he has a Facebook.
I got Facebook. Yeah.
So if you guys want to add them. There was a question I had, and I forgot what it is.
Tell me. Ask me another question. I love to answer your question.
We should just interview him next Tuesday.
No, we're interviewing him now.
Okay.
I'm just trying to remember the question I had for you.
That's okay.
Do you plan to come to America soon, Samuel?
Come to America is coming for America, and I want to visit your country, but I want to go study abroad in the U.S. A lot of my friends in Vietnam, they choose to study abroad in the U.S. because of the very developed, what the first reason is, U.S. is a very developed country, and the education system is real good. I really love it. It is a chance for me to improve my English, and I want to know more about the U.S., one of the country whose economy is very good. I love it. I want to go to the U.S. to take part in the amazing race.
Maybe you and Louie can go out for the amazing race.
I was going to say, would you ever apply to go on the amazing race?
I'm look forward to it. I love to apply to the amazing race, but I am not American. I am Vietnamese, so, you know. I want to apply to the amazing race, Asia, but not only you turn 21, are you eligible to go to the amazing race, Asia? In the amazing race, it's really weird. You have to be an important person, like VIP, so you can apply to the amazing race, Asia. It's really weird. And they do not choose Vietnamese. They do not choose Vietnamese people. I don't know why.
Well, there
That's
needs to be a petition out there.
Cherry, do you want to give Michelle's question? Or comment, statement?
Michelle in the chat room says that she has her family has fostered 13 teens from Vietnamese.
Teenagers.
From Vietnam. So
really?
She has 13 Vietnamese foster stepbrothers or sisters in her family.
Oh, my God. That is really cool. I see it. Kelsey and my family have fostered 13 teens from Vietnam. Okay, I got it. Cool. Oh my God,
So you are in the chat room?
No, I'm not in the chat room right now, so I have to sign up. I haven't set up yet, so I cannot chat room, so I have to set up.
You're reading the chat, but you're not able to respond.
Yeah, correctly.
I have a question for Samuel.
Yeah, go ahead.
How many years have you been studying English?
I have been studying English for 4 years.
4 years? 14. Wow.
14 years.
You really do speak good English. I mean, you are really clear and everything. Because actually, the first time you called in, I thought you were joking with me that you weren't really from Vietnam, that you were psyching me out. I was going to call your bluff. And then then I got thinking, no, the guy, it must be. So,
Samuel,
but that's awesome.
What's
so funny about it, we were talking about it tonight, that my show's listened to all around the world. And now we just proved it.
Oh, my God. There are a lot of guys in the chat room saying, good morning, Vietnam. Chào buổi sáng, Vietnam. That is amazing. It's real.
That's the movie I was thinking about.
Good morning, Vietnam. I know that movie, but I haven't seen before, but I think it's a really good movie, though.
It was Good Morning Vietnam that was took place in Vietnam.
Yeah, Vietnam.
Good morning, Vietnam. Did you good, Mr.
Good
No
evening,
Pants?
America. Hello, America. You guys, does anyone of you here have anyone of you here been to Vietnam before?
I have not.
Samuel, this is Paul. My brother-in-law has been there back in
1968. Oh, my God. This is a really long time now. But actually, when you come back to Vietnam, Vietnam has totally changed. But Ho Chi Minh City, I live in Ho Chi Minh City, the largest city of Vietnam. So if you guys want to visit Vietnam, feel free to let me know. I will pick you at the airport, and I will be your tour guide if you want to.
Oh, did Jeff come there from Amazing Race this year to Vietnam? I can't remember. You should have.
Yeah, they.
You should have.
Yeah, they. I know what you mean. The Amazing Race went to Vietnam.
No. Jeff, you know Jeff from the Amazing Race. Jeff and Jordan. You remember Jeff and Jordan?
Yeah, I know them. Very familiar to me, but I don't remember who they are.
Okay, they did a Jeff did a show called Around the World for Free, and I know Alex went to Vietnam, so I don't think Jeff did. Jeff, you know if he went to Vietnam?
I don't think he did. He went to Thailand and India.
Yeah, because here's my question for you, Samuel. What is something mm-hmm. that you guys eat over there in Vietnam that we would never eat?
Oh, in Vietnam, it's really hard to tell. There's a lot of things that you guys, Americans, haven't eaten in your own country. But if you live in California, I think you definitely try on the food in Vietnam. Okay, I will type it now on Skype, so in order to make sure you guys can understand it.
We don't see the Skype.
Oh, my God. Okay, hold on. Hang on a second.
No, wait, here's my question. Do you guys eat, like, guinea pigs over there? I think that's where Alex said he ate guinea pigs at.
Sorry, I hear something very loud.
Sorry, I'm typing. I'll take that.
We only got 2 minutes left. Let me pick up this phone call just see who it is. 631.
Hello.
Another Red Reality Show.
Hello.
Yeah.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Pretty good. How about you?
I'm good. We only have 2 minutes.
Yeah, only 2 minutes left. Who are you and where are you calling from?
My name is Margaret. I'm calling from Southampton, New York.
Okay.
Hi, Margaret.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's your name?
Yeah.
I'm Cherry Garcia.
Oh, hi, Cherry Garcia. I'm Margaret. How are you?
Good.
And I'm Ron Rad from the Rad Reality Show.
Hi, Ron. How are you? Where's your reality show based out of?
Block Talk Radio.
All right. So what do we want to talk about?
We got a minute left, so we ain't going to talk probably about much. I'm about ready to sign off. Right now,
we're
going to do
it. Okay. About in a minute.
Right now, we were talking to Samuel in Vietnam.
Oh, okay. What does Samuel have to say?
Hello. How are you?
Hi, Samuel. How is everything in Vietnam?
It has been pretty good. How are you in New York City?
New York is fantastic. What are you doing in Vietnam?
I am a student in Vietnam. I am on the track in the chat room right now. I love New York City.
Oh, well, I'm not in New York City. I'm in the snotty Hamptons, but you can come here and visit me if you want. New York City
okay.
is a lot of fun. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
May I know your name, please? What's your
name? My name is Margaret.
Marvin. Nice to meet you, Marvin.
Nice to meet you, but I'm
no,
sorry.
No, Margaret.
Margaret.
Oh, Margaret. I'm sorry. Nice to meet you, Margaret.
Nice to meet you, Vietnam, but what do we do when our time is up?
I'm about ready to say goodnight to everyone.
Are you in the
chat
room, Margaret?
Then,
okay.
Yeah.
Can I come to the Hamptons?
You can come to the Hamptons anytime. Good night, Vietnam. Good night, Radio Woo. Show Boy.
Good night, everyone. Good night,
Goodbye.
America.
Come back Thursday, Margaret.
I'll come back Thursday.
See a gang from Canada.
Bye,
Dave.
Ron,
good night, y'all.
Take care, bud.
Yes.
Keep us posted tomorrow. Great show.
I will.
Our prayers are with you, Ron.
Good night, everybody.
I'm laughing too much, guys.
Good night, Ren.